get started, sir, and the Honorable Ms. Rittenhouse will conduct your hearing at this time, sir.
Good morning, Mr. Zadora. Could you please state your name and your ABC number for the record?
Daniel Gordon, 299336.
Thank you, sir. And we're appearing before the Arizona Board of Executive Clemency for a revocation hearing regarding the one allegation that's listed on your warrant. I see that you signed a form on April 3rd that notified you about this hearing. Do you remember that? Okay, and on that form is a list of your hearing rights. One of your rights is that you can hire at your expense an attorney to represent you, or you can represent yourself. Did you hire an attorney today, or will you be representing yourself?
I'm representing myself.
Okay, that's fine. I'd like to introduce you to the board members, and if you look to your right, all the way down to that end of the bench, is the Honorable Louis Quinones. Right next to him, the Honorable David Neal. Next to me here in the center of the bench is our board chairman, the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my right is the Honorable Michael Johnson, and my name's Gail Rittenhouse. I'll be your panel chair today. Also with us in the room, we have Mr. Grady, who you'll be able to see in a moment. There he is. And Mr. Grady's with the department. He's community corrections officer. He'll represent both the department and your parole officer in today's hearing. Okay. So before we start, I need to swear you and Mr. Grady in. So Mr. Godoy and Mr. Grady, do you solemnly swear to tell the whole truth and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
I do.
Thank you. So Mr. Godoy, your hearing will be conducted in two phases. Phase one will determine if you violated the terms and conditions of community supervision, and then phase two will determine if your supervision should be reinstated or revoked. So, Mr. Godoy, I'm going to read this allegation to you for phase one, and as I read it to you, I'll need you to say if it's true or false. If you indicate it's false, then we'll go to Mr. Grady for testimony, and then the board will make the determination on whether you violated your conditions. Okay, sir, you ready to proceed?
Mm-hmm.
All right, so we'll start with phase one, and here's the first allegation, sir, or the only allegation. And it is that you were in violation of condition number two, as demonstrated by your failure to report to your assigned parole officer, Trina Nuno, at 1275 West Star Pass Boulevard in Tucson on January 24th, as verbally directed on January 17th of 2018. Your whereabouts were unknown, thus you were an absconder from supervision. Mr. Godoy, is that true or false?
It's false, ma'am.
That's false? Okay, sir, then I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us some testimony on the other allegation, number one.
Allegation number one. On 1/17/18, the offender was seen at the Tucson parole office. On the same day, the offender was directed to report back on 1/24/18. On 1/24/18, the offender failed to report. The offender whereabouts were unknown, thus he's an absconder from supervision. Number one. On 1/17/18, Mother Anita Martinez, 520-889-0296, phone number, her address, 733 West County, Aragon, Tucson, Arizona, 85756. Called P.O. Munio, advising the offender has been living with her since his release. On 2/5/18, P.O. Munio attempted to locate the offender today by contacting Mother Anita Martinez at 520-889-0296, left a voicemail message, have the offender contact PO or report to TRPO. On 2/5/18, PO Nuno contacted Melanie at Banner University, 520-874-2532, and asked when the offender will discharge from his facility. P.O. Nuno advised the offender was discharged on 1/31/18. On 2/5/18, P.O. Nuno contacted local hospital Banner Keno, UMC, Carolina Street, Mary's, Tucson Medical Center, and Northwest Hospital, offender not known. Contacted Pima County Jail, offender not known.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Brady. So, Mr. Godoy, what was false about the allegation, sir?
I come up with my correction officer from the hospital, and then I don't know if they'll see her. I couldn't see her because of the camera right there, and I have a walk, and if I put a walk, it took me 2 hours, and it was really late. They were in front of Ryan, and it was already like 3 or 4 o'clock. So I didn't go see her. I called her. She came over to my house, and she asked if I called anyone. I told her yes, and she was talking. She told me that she wanted me to see her. She wasn't bothering me. She wanted me to see her to go check in with her as soon as possible. It was about within a week, and I didn't go see her to the next week. I called her and told her I was going to go see her. She called again and she let me know that she wasn't bothering me. So I called her for the message, told her I was going to go see her that day. And I didn't know what the day I got locked up.
So, sir,
so
she directed you to come to the office on January 17th, correct?
Yes, ma'am.
And did you go to the office on January 24th?
No.
Okay, so
I called her that day, during that week, and told her I wasn't going to see her. She called me and told her to go see her. She wasn't going to bother me. I told her that's why I'm calling her, and then I got out of the accident.
Well, sir, the allegation is that you did not go to the 1275 West Starbass Boulevard on January 24th. So the way I'm hearing this, it sounds to me like that is true. So based on testimony from Mr. Grady of the Department of Corrections and information in this warrant, I move to find Mr. Godoy delinquent as he violated the terms and conditions of his supervision and may have lapsed or had lapsed into criminal vice or company.
Second.
Okay, so Mr. Godoy, while I mark this, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, and Mr. Quinone. Okay, Mr. Godoy, we can move to phase two of your hearing, which is probably the more important one to you, and that is whether your supervision would be reinstated or revoked. So before we move too far into that, I'm going to ask Mr. Grady to give us all some background information. So just stay on the line. We'll be right back with you, and we can talk some more. Mr. Grady.
Mr. Godoy was released from DOC on January 12th of 2018. He was arrested on March 17th of 2018 by Tucson PD. He has misdemeanor drug paraphernalia and a failure to appear misdemeanor warrants. He returned back to DOC on March 17th of 2018. His CSED of May 5th of 2018, that reflects 52 respond days. Current conviction, 2016, aggravated domestic violence, 1 year, 6 months. Prior convictions, 2015, burglary, 3rd degree, 1 year, 6 months. He has 2 terms with DOC. His CEYR scores of 4.4, mental health scores of 3, substance abuse scores of 2. He has no gang affiliation. Prior terms of supervision, 2015, TIS release, arrested on tech violation, revoked by the BOEC. Disciplinary violations are moderate with drugs and violence noted. Other arrests, 2009 theft, Nevada, felony conviction, state prison. 2010 aggravated assault, battery, Nevada, misdemeanor conviction, probation. 2013 theft, Arizona felony conviction, probation. The community risk score of G4 and V4, and the status of charges are pending.
Okay, now I'm confused. Thank you, Mr. Grady. I'm just a little confused about what charges. Oh, the warrants, the drug paraphernalia, and okay.
Failed to
appear. Gotcha. Okay. All right, Mr. Godoy, back to you. We have just a really brief written case summary of what happened. It looks like you were released to go live at El Pueblo Community Services. On 4501 East 5th Street, but it also, this warrant also says that you were living with your mother, right? At 733 West Calle Aragon in Tucson?
Mm-hmm. Yes, ma'am.
So did you live at your mother's the whole time that you were out?
No, I stayed with my father, actually, in 1722. West Hundred Road.
Okay, and when did you go live with your father?
The day that I was supposed to go to Ocala, but I didn't go to Ocala, I went to Ocala, but I shortly after that went to my father's.
Okay, so you went to live with your father. So I'm just...
I was staying in my mother's house.
Oh, okay, at your mother. Yeah, I was just going to say, I was a little curious, because your mother told the parole officer, Nuno, on the 17th,
that you were there.
Okay, right at the beginning, you went to live with her then?
Yeah.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, that just was confusing me a bit. Okay, so you did that. And were you working at all, sir, while you were out?
I was working landscaping part-time, but other than that, I was collecting my social security. Okay. I wasn't working, I was employed.
Okay, had you done landscaping work before, or?
Yes.
Oh, okay. Alright. Okay, and let's see what else here. So, what were you doing during those 52 days that you were absconded? What was going on?
I was studying medical communications, I was going to the hospital, trying to see my medications, and trying to finish my report, but I just never wanted to go see my mom. She gave me a warning, she gave me a call about the Dr. Bosier's, and she said, I said, I'm going to see her once a month. And she wanted me to go over and do tasks, and I never went.
But I only got two weeks, two and a half weeks, maybe a little more than that, for parole.
I was even going to get up and back up parole. If I only had 2 weeks, then what was it, I would be filing it with two weeks. If I only had to see her once a week, you know, and I could take a couple classes. I would say make a big risk and finish my parole.
So, it is true that you have, it looks like May 5th, you'll be released anyway.
That's right.
But your parole officer would have to reinvestigate your residence again, where you can live and everything, and we wouldn't necessarily get out.
The only place I can't go to is my mother's house because she's probably a victim. She's not in my case.
Okay. Alright. So, were you using any drugs? Any illegal drugs while you were out?
I was smoking a little bit. I thought I was in the process of going in because my uncle was in surgery and I was trying to get part and I didn't know part. When the paraphernalia drug charge, it just marijuana was a little bit restful. They didn't have to deprive the money. They just said that they seen what was on. I went to court for that again, but they probably were drunk because I didn't have no marijuana on me. There was no residue in front of me.
Okay, so let me ask you, without since these hearings are public, we don't want to be too detailed, but you were in the hospital. Did you have an injury, or was that from medication?
I messed my mental health. I got a diagnosis of schizophrenia and bipolar. That's another reason that I wasn't going to see my parole officer because I wasn't stable. I was in voices, I was delusional, I was telling my mom, she was trying to go to the hospital. I told her that I didn't want to go, and she ended up making me go. That's why I went, and that's why I called the nurse, and shortly after that, I was picked up for...
Did they help you over there at the hospital? Was it helpful?
Yeah, they did. I didn't have my medications. I didn't get my medications. I was on my insurance afterwards. Then I was going to go back. That's the day that I got arrested. My father, the police, to take me to the hospital. And I told them that I had a warrant, and they said I had a warrant. So I told them to take me to jail.
Okay. Are you able to get your medication now?
I'm on medication now.
Good.
I'm getting my injection out, I'm taking medication orally.
Good.
I'm doing fine, a lot more stable than I was before. I don't see a big problem moving on the board. All I'm going to do is I'm going to go to the hospital, I'm going to talk to my provider, and I'm probably going to go to school and get a job.
Okay, sir.
I have my family that in college now, so they're out and getting the school stuff.
What kind of school?
Probably Tommy Arts or maybe general education or business.
Okay. That'll be a great field. Okay. I'm going to see if my fellow board members have any questions for you. Anyone have a question? Okay, Mr. Gregorio, we're coming toward the end of your hearing, but I'm going to give you a chance to make a final statement if you'd like to. Is there anything else without repeating something you've already told us?
I know I'm not really mistaken. You're not showing up. You're not doing what I was obligated to do, but I know that if I give it a chance, I'll be able to succeed and be successful with it. It's not very long, and I just hope that I'll be able to be resuming. I mean, I see if you can get up to the team, you want to get up to me out there in here, you know, but it's fine.
Okay, sir, thank you. The board is going to go into discussion, and we do our discussion in public, so we just ask that you stay on the line there and listen to the discussion, just remain silent, and we'll be back with you shortly. Okay, Mr. Benoit? Thank you. Sir, the board is now in discussion. Mr. Godoy is an individual who has only about maybe two or three more weeks to go on his sentence, was in the hospital, so did not report as his parole officer directed. He did admit to using marijuana while he was on supervision, and he also absconded for 52 days, during which time he was getting himself stable on meds, and also has an additional possible pending charge. I'm not seeing him as a good candidate to return to community supervision, but I would listen to any. Okay.
I agree. He probably wouldn't be released any sooner than 18 days anyway. So.
I'm thinking it's at 18 days. Yeah, I didn't figure it out. So, okay, I'm going to make a motion then, and that is to, I move to revoke community supervision as Mr. Gabor was delinquent, violated the terms and conditions of supervision, and had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal razor company, specifically by absconding for 52 days and also by admitting to using marijuana while he was on supervision.
Agreed.
Okay, seconded by Mr. Johnson, agreed by Dr. Ryan, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones. Okay, Mr. Godoy, you heard the board's discussion, and the board has voted to revoke your community supervision. However, I want you to look at this as a positive thing. When you're released on May 5th, you won't have a parole officer to worry about. You won't you'll have yourself to look to report to, or your father maybe. So you'll have some help there. You won't have to report to your parole officer. That's right. Exactly. So that'll be one load off your mind. We wish you the best, sir. We thank you for participating in your hearing today. And if you'd please give the phone back to the CO3, we'd appreciate it. Instead of hang it up, just lay it down there. Perfect.